Welcome to another episode of Movies with Megadon.
That's right.
Don, you said that there was something that you wanted to talk about, and I don't know what you're about to bring up right now, but
are you worried?
Go ahead. A little bit, because like I just feel like whenever you come prepared with a topic, I just get nervous.
Well, it is something you did.
What?
You got me tickets to Super Nintendo World.
Oh, right. Yeah, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay. Wow. This is a good thing that I did. Not like a weird or awkward thing I did. I love it.
Yeah. And I'm so excited. I love Nintendo.
So Super Nintendo World has recently opened at Universal Studios Hollywood.
Yes.
We are going to actually be in town in a few weeks.
Yep,
and
yep.
So I got us some tickets.
And I can't wait.
What do you know? Like, maybe we'll actually record an episode about it. Maybe we will, like, record while we're there or something. You know? Like, on our phones or something.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just a reaction?
I don't, whatever.
Well, okay.
But, like, what are you excited to do? What do you know about the world? Like, what?
What don't I know about the world? Okay. So, I can't wait to be in the world.
Okay.
Okay. It's like, you know, people go into, like, that love Harry Potter, and I like Harry Potter, and going to the Wizarding World in Universal Studios, right?
Yeah.
And they're, like, there are diehards that just, like, you know, like, they're really happy to go, right?
Yeah.
That's me. And at Super Nintendo World, that's going to be me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I love Nintendo since I played it when I was very young, maybe four.
Are you going to wear all of the things that I've bought you from Nintendo?
You know, I thought
Nintendo
about it.
New York.
I thought about it. You're going to be at Universal Studios and not just Nintendo World.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm gonna wear Nintendo related things, but I don't need to be Mario the entire time.
Like, but here's the thing. We went to Universal Studios in 2019.
Uh-huh.
And it was great. It was a lot of fun. But I actually don't feel like I need to go back and do everything. I don't feel like I need to go back and ride Jurassic Park again.
No.
Also, a lot of the new rides make me sick. They're just like these rides that make you dizzy and
motion
move
sickness.
You around and the things that you're looking at are all on screens.
There's
now.
There's a lot of screens.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like almost like 3D, but it's all on screens. And it's just like not
so
what
it's
it used
like,
to be.
It's kind of like a VR experience. If you get motion sickness
I
in VR.
I can't do VR.
You're going to get motion sickness
can't.
On these rides because you're moving and the screen is moving. So it feels like you're doing one thing and doing completely something else.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But what I'm saying is I think we can safely spend our whole time at Super Nintendo World.
Yeah. And we'll probably stop by Harry Potter.
And we'll walk through there.
Yeah.
And we'll go to the Simpsons thing.
But we'll probably
maybe
spend most
we'll
of the
maybe we'll do the
time.
Back lot tour. Maybe. We'll, and while we're at it, we might as well ride Jurassic Park. The ride.
You know, we'll just see where it takes us. But we're going to spend a lot of time in Super Nintendo World, I think.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of pictures.
We do have a two-day pass.
Yeah. So whatever we don't get to do, we'll do on the next time.
Yeah. I don't know. If anyone has gone, just like, can you DM us or something and tell us, give us hints or tips? I am excited to eat.
Oh, those are so pretty.
Toadstool Cafe or something. It's so cute. All the little desserts too.
Yeah.
The desserts are so cute.
I'm going to have to get everything. We're going to spend a lot of money on food.
I mean, we're just spending a lot of money, period, going.
I know, but
the tickets are cheaper than Disneyland, but still, like, we are spending, you know, a decent amount on these tickets.
Yeah.
But you're so happy.
I remember when I thought it was just Nintendo World and Megan's like, no, it's Super Nintendo World. And I'm like, no, it's not.
In a conversation, I was like, Super Nintendo World. And you corrected me. You're like, it's just Nintendo World. And I was like, mm-mm. You don't know your facts.
No, I didn't.
Mr. Nintendo over here. I go to New York for a conference every year. And I always go to Nintendo New York and FaceTime Dawn and like, you know, walk around being like, do you want this thing?
Yeah.
Do you want this thing? You have this shirt, but it's really beat up. Do you want a new one?
Mm.
So now you have a whole like capsule wardrobe. I've bought you almost everything that they have.
That I want.
That is like Nintendo New York themed.
Yeah.
That you can only get at that store.
I'm actually wearing a hoodie that's Nintendo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You wear that all the time.
It's comfortable.
Yeah,
I wear
glad.
It too.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even think about all of the merch, all the stuff, like the stuff we're going to buy.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Look
at
what
Super
you did.
Nintendo World.
Look what you did.
Oh no, we don't have a lot of space here. Like,
but I definitely want to find things that are only there.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think what we should do is record a whole episode about it.
Does Universal do pins?
I don't know.
Like Disney?
I don't know.
If they do, I'm getting pins.
I bet you are. No, I think we should record a whole episode about it. So everyone look forward to a whole Super Nintendo World episode of this podcast.
And the, you know, to be honest, the movie is coming out soon. The Mario movie.
Oh, right. Can we talk about that real quick?
Do we want to talk about that real quick?
No, can we talk about that real quick?
Okay.
Unpopular take. I actually don't think it looks that bad. I don't
think unpopular?
I don't think he sounds that bad as Mario either.
Well, okay. I think
I'm just saying.
I think it looks good. I think Bowser is done really well by Jack Black. I'm not so sure about the Mario or Luigi.
I'm just saying that as a casual viewer, I don't know that I want this Mario to be, oh, that's a spicy meatball. Like, I just...
That's a spicy meatball.
Yeah, I just don't think that's what I need from Mario.
Is that too Italian? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is it a little racist?
Yeah, probably. Like, it's
but he's
probably,
Italian.
It's probably not great. But I'm just saying that I actually, you know, people were like up in arms about it.
Are they?
And I'm just, aren't they?
I don't know.
Aren't all the Mario super fans just like, well, I don't know, whatever.
What was that noise that they're...
Like,
they're no, they're...
I actually don't think the movie seems that bad to me. I'm excited.
I have been purposely not trying to see anything about it.
Didn't we watch the trailer?
We did watch the trailer.
Okay.
But that's as far as I'm going.
Yeah. No, I understand. And I haven't seen that much about it after the fact.
Yeah, there's another trailer. I think there's two more trailers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know anything. Maybe, do you want to do a Movies with Megaton episode about the movie?
Yeah.
When is it coming out?
March?
March?
I think.
Really?
I don't know. Let me see. I like I said, I try not to look up anything about it. So the movie comes out in April, April 7th.
I feel like we could do one episode that is Super Nintendo World and Mario all together. Just one episode.
Trying to get it all out once.
Just do it all.
Trying to finish it.
Like, we wouldn't do a guess for Mario. We just watch it and talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure. We can talk about it after we watch it.
That is the order that I was thinking.
And then talk about how good Nintendo Super Nintendo World is.
Hopefully that is what we're saying about it. You know what I mean? You just don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
We'll find out. Since there's nothing else to talk about.
There's literally nothing else to
talk
about.
That we want to talk about at the moment. There's definitely a topic we would like to talk about right now, and that's what movie we're going to be doing.
And we are watching John Wick. So let's get into it.
Is that a question?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's get into it.
What do you know about John Wick?
Keanu Reeves is in it.
Uh-huh. Anything else you know?
The bad guys kill his dog. I think they also kill his wife.
Okay.
Or his wife is like, he had a wife. He no longer has a wife. She is dead. She is deceased.
Because of them?
I think so.
Okay.
Not sure, but I know for a fact the wife and the dog.
Okay.
Okay.
That's all you know.
That's all I know. I mean, so I actually think that we watched this movie. I want to say we were over at our friend's house in Boston. We were visiting, and I think it was playing, but I fell asleep during it. It was during the day. I was on my phone. I just like...
We weren't really watching it.
Really watching it.
We're
playing
a board game or something.
Yeah. I don't know what was happening.
Yeah. I don't remember that, but...
You don't?
No.
Okay.
So...
It happened. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
But, so... But that's all I know. That's what I know.
Okay.
Keanu Reeves, our Hawaiian prince.
Our Hawaiian prince.
Yeah. Remember last episode where I said the the hint was Prince.
Yeah, and I'm like, that's not a good
hint. Keanu Reeves is our Hawaiian Prince. Our Asian American Pacific Islander Prince.
Okay.
Keanu Reeves.
I disagree, but okay.
Why? No.
He's not a prince. There's like no prince. I don't think he's been in a movie when he was a prince.
I don't care.
He's your Hawaiian
he's
prince.
Mine.
Oh, fine, but
not ours. Sorry. Yeah. He's my.
He's from Hawaii.
But the dog and the wife.
What kind of dog? Do you remember?
I have no idea. I do not know what this dog looks like. I don't think it's a small like white dog like Tofu is.
It's a dog.
It's a dog.
Or a puppy.
No, it's a dog.
Okay. And
like
so,
an adult dog.
An adult dog.
I think it has pointy ears. I don't think it's a floppy eared. I think it's a pointy ears.
Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and show you the movie poster. And then I'm gonna have you make your guess.
Okay. I do have other thoughts, but I will see the movie poster first.
Are you sure you don't
yeah,
have it?
Yeah, that's okay. Fine. Does it give away a lot?
No.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I thought it was going to be. So it is Keanu Reeves. Wow, he is holding a gun.
Oh, surprise.
The gun is facing you, the audience member, as you're looking at the movie poster as if he is shooting you.
Okay.
Okay? So the O that forms the barrel of the gun makes the O in John, like J-O-H-N, and then Wick is down there too. And it says, Keanu Reeves, John Wick, don't set him off.
like he's an explosion.
Okay. And then it's basically just him. He has long hair. It's like slicked back. He's wearing, I think, a suit.
You think?
I think it's a suit. I just have him in a suit and long hair in my head.
Okay.
And then that's pretty much the movie poster.
All right.
In theaters and IMAX. Wow, the studio must have really had faith in it.
Why? Because it's IMAX.
Because it's IMAX.
I know it's a quote from
Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Okay, 2014. Okay, all right. Here's what it is. Okay, he is a former military. So he knows how to shoot guns and fight and all of that kind of stuff.
So what was his profession?
I have no idea. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
He used to be like a CIA operative.
Okay. CIA operative.
And he, you know, one of those agents,
okay.
Right? And he does all the fighting and the shooting and And he retired from that life.
Sure.
Right?
But
the way that he was trained, I think there is a trigger, and then that sets him off.
Ooh.
To activate into this like super fighter.
Kind of like a Born Identity.
Is that what Born Identity is about?
Kind of.
I don't know.
Remember. You've seen Born Identity.
All I know is Matt Damon is born.
Again?
Matthew Bourne? Is this a Matthew Bourne?
Jason.
Jason Bourne.
Matthew Bourne.
Like he forgets who he is, but he like goes overboard on a boat or something, and then
you've seen the movie. You don't have to try to guess this movie.
Am I right though?
Sort of.
And then he doesn't remember who he is, and he's like trying to figure out who he is, and turns out he's a super killer or something.
Who am I?
Does he say that?
No.
Julia Stiles is in it.
Yeah.
Apparently she's in. I remember the fourth movie more than I remember any of the other ones. Anyway, this is about John Wick.
Yes.
So it's a similar thing. So he's retired. He has a wife. His wife dies. He's sad.
Wait, how?
I don't know. Disease? Okay. A disease?
A disease?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he has a dog, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Loves this dog.
Loves it.
Because, like, it's a dog.
Yeah, everybody loves dogs.
Everyone loves their dog.
Or cats.
Right, but this is a dog. And the bad guys.
Why are they there?
They are trying to stir up some stuff.
Why?
Because they're bad.
No, but why?
Because, let's see.
They gotta have a reason.
They're overthrowing a government, a foreign government, and they need him as a weapon or something like that. So they're trying to recruit him.
Uh-huh.
That makes no sense, though, because they, like, kill his dog and piss him off, and now he wants to kill them.
Uh-huh.
That, like, that sets him off.
Okay.
The movie poster said, don't set him off.
Uh-huh.
Well, then don't kill his dog.
Okay.
Because they killed his dog.
Uh-huh.
Set him off. He's in a, you know, has a vendetta against these bad guys now.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe they're seeking revenge on something he did during his
reign
job when he was working doing that stuff.
So which way are we going with this?
The second, the last thing I said.
They're revenging on him.
They're getting
they
their
found
revenge.
Him.
They found him. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So they like he's retired. He's been retired for a while.
Yeah.
His wife dies for some reason.
Yeah, he's
disease,
sad.
And he's sad, but he has his dog, so he's just hanging out with his dog. Yeah. And they're like, "We found him. We're gonna take him out now." And
or like they ask him to be a part of. Oh, they need him.
Okay.
They need him for this thing that they're doing. He says, "No, I'm retired." They're pissed. They kill the dog.
Okay.
And then he's like, "Oh hell no! You killed my dog. I'm gonna kill you now."
Why didn't they kill him?
Because they want to torture him.
Okay, because they're revenging on him.
They're revenging him.
Okay,
that's not a word, but they're pissed that he won't join them. Yeah.
Okay,
so they're like, "Well, if you disrespect us, we're gonna make your life sadder than it is. So we're gonna kill your dog."
Uh huh.
And then he's like, "You killed my dog. I kill you now."
Those words.
Yeah.
Okay. So what happens in this after that?
He kills.
He hunts them down.
Yeah, he hunts them down. He wins.
How many?
12.
Okay, he hunts down 12 people.
Yeah.
So he's like, is this like a time limit? Like one every an hour? Every hour?
What?
Is there one every hour? Or just
no,
just,
no. Okay. It's just one of those things. Like just, in these movies where there's someone really good at killing a bunch of people.
Okay, and he's just going around killing people.
Yeah.
At this point. Because yeah. he's trying to revenge the dog. Yeah. What's the dog's name?
I don't know. Bailey.
Okay. So Bailey dies.
Yeah.
What was his wife's name? Bailey, too.
He named the dog after his wife. Allison.
Okay. Allison dies from a disease.
Mm-hmm.
They kill his dog, Bailey, because they want him, they were trying to recruit him, and he said no, and they killed his dog.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's going to get his revenge by killing them.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's the story.
That's the story. Except apparently there were more of these. And now there's going to be I learned this morning, a fourth one coming out soon.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean.
There's a lot of revenging.
Yeah.
How many dogs does he get?
I think that in future ones, the people that he killed had friends.
Oh, okay.
Who are also pissed.
Okay. Do they kill his dog again?
No, I don't.
It's a cat.
Can you imagine?
It's like every
movie
starts with
has an equation.
It's a dog. It's always a dog.
It's a gerbil.
He's
it's
like, no, it's always a dog. He's like, every time I get a dog, they just kill the dog.
No,
that's funny.
I couldn't stomach it. I don't even want to watch this. The dog scene.
Okay.
I'm going to hold Tofu so tight.
Okay. That's the movie.
That's the movie.
And he just. Revenge.
Revenge.
That's how it ends. He just kills the last guy and then he kind of walks away.
Yeah. It's like
and he
all
retires
the other. Yeah. He like walks off into the sunset.
Okay.
Or maybe he goes get another dog.
He's going to go through that again?
He doesn't know that there are more movies coming.
Okay. So he gets another dog at the
end.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe.
Same dog? Same kind?
No.
Different dog?
Different dog.
Okay. All right. I'm going to rate you now.
They pretty much get it. I feel like I know in my heart the essence of the movie. You know what I mean?
I'm going to give you about 50. Six, like a five. Five or six.
A five?
Or six.
Really?
Yeah.
Is what I said so different? So different from what the movie actually is? Or am I just missing facts? You know what I mean? Am I actually wrong? Or do I just have holes in my plot?
I mean, you're kind of wrong on some of those. There's more to it.
So there's more to it.
Okay.
Wrong.
The gist of it, like, I don't want to correct you or say yes or no.
Yeah.
Of it is there are things you said that were correct.
Uh huh.
But like the heart of it is not right.
Oh. Okay.
Like the heart of it. Like,
am I gonna be really sad watching this movie?
No, probably. Well, I mean. I can't guarantee that you won't be sad at the beginning.
It happens at the beginning.
I mean, how else is he going to get revenged?
I guess. Oh.
Okay. Well, are you excited? Are you at least curious about this
I'm
movie?
I'm curious. Also, it's Keanu Reeves, so I will watch Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. Do you know what kind of mannerism he's going to... Is he going to be like... like Neo.
He's gonna be brooding, or like quiet. Speed.
Like is so he's different than those.
I don't know.
You think he's a brooding type, quiet type?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like doesn't
no
have
emotion.
Not a lot of lines.
Not a lot of emotion. A lot of action, but no emotion.
Maybe.
Okay. I think it's time to watch John Wick. I want to watch John Wick.
Okay.
Let's watch John Wick.
Let's watch John Wick.
Let's watch Keanu Reeves.
We'll be right back.
Bye.
Bye.
This is the synopsis I found online for John Wick. Legendary assassin John Wick retired from his violent career after marrying the love of his life. Her sudden death leaves John in deep mourning. When a sadistic mobster and his thugs steal John's prized car and kills the puppy that was a last gift from his wife, John unleashes the remorseless killing machine within and seeks vengeance. Meanwhile, the mobster's father, John's former colleague, puts a huge bounty on John's head. Feel free to pause the podcast and go watch John Wick or continue listening for our discussion. And we're back.
We're back.
Yes.
From watching John Wick.
Yes, yes. And let's start off with the rating. I gave you a 5 or 6 out of 10 based off your what you thought the movie was going to be about.
No, you said 5, and it's basically what I said. That's the whole tone of the movie.
You think so it should have been higher?
6 is fine.
Fine, 6.
Even a 7.
Okay.
He's just going around killing people because his wife is dead and his puppy's dead. Like, that is what is happening throughout this whole entire movie.
Okay, 7.
I got the essence of the movie.
The essence of the movie. There's a lot other things that happen.
Yes, but it doesn't really matter.
I guess. So 7 then. Can we agree on a 7?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
Okay. So let's talk about the movie then. Obviously, it was hard for you to watch at the very beginning, right?
Not the very beginning.
Not the very beginning. Well, it had such a weird tone at the very beginning, right?
What do you mean?
It didn't feel like it was going to be this rampaging, violent movie at the beginning. It was just this guy, you know, his wife died, and he got a puppy, and then he goes, you know, to the store and buys all this puppy stuff, right? And the puppy's so cute. And it had this weird, well, not weird, it was a very cute tone. Like, the movie could have gone in a totally different direction.
Yeah, I was like, this feels like a whole different kind of movie right now. So, his wife dies from a disease, so I was right. But she left him a dog.
Yeah, so I guess...
The cutest little beagle puppy.
And she knew she was dying, and so she pre-bought this dog, I guess, when she died. And so I don't know how she set it up.
I mean, I don't think it's difficult to set something like that up.
I don't know. I don't see that happen very often.
I mean, no, but anyway, very good pupper.
Mm-hmm.
Actually a puppy.
Yes.
Like, that is a beagle puppy and a very well-trained beagle puppy.
Yeah.
To be able to, like, do all of that. You can tell he has, or she,
Daisy. Because
her name is Daisy.
Yeah.
She has a lot of energy, like puppy energy. But she's really keeping it in.
Yeah.
Such a good puppy.
And very loyal. So quick.
Yeah. I mean, she's playing a character.
Yeah.
But, like, very loyal. And when those guys come.
Yeah.
And friggin' it all happens.
All they want is the car.
I can't. Yeah. These guys, like, literally just want the car, but they're being buttholes.
Yeah.
And they're like, shut up the dog. And he, like, hits the dog or kicks the dog or something.
Really, really hard, I guess.
And then the next thing you see, like, they take the car and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But then John Wick is, like, on the floor. And
knocked
there's this
out.
Trail of blood.
Yeah.
And his puppy's right there.
Yeah.
And you're saying that you think the puppy dragged itself over to John as it was, like, dying?
Yeah, because why would be a trail of blood? The guy would have picked it up and put it next to him. There wouldn't have been a trail.
They could have dragged it.
Why? That requires more effort for them.
I don't know.
No, the dog, I think the dog is so loyal that he wanted to sleep next to, you know, John.
That breaks my heart.
Yeah.
It breaks my heart, too, because John, like, wakes up. He comes to.
And then he tries
and
to
he
pet
puts
it.
His, yeah, he yeah. puts his hand on the dog's head as if, like, oh, buddy.
Yeah.
But, like, then he realizes that the dog is dead.
Yeah.
It's a dog, and it's also the last gift from his wife, who didn't want him to grieve alone and wanted him to still, like, love something. And I'm just like, this is effed up. This is also effed up.
Now you know, like, why he went on a rampage.
For this to, like, happen, for that to actually happen to someone, is so messed up.
Yeah.
Just because people, they wanted a car.
Yeah.
Ugh.
They couldn't they just take in the car?
They could have, but they're just buttholes.
They didn't have to go in, break in the house, and
they
beat them up.
They didn't. They didn't have to do all of that. But again, they're buttholes.
They're, you know, mobsters.
But I didn't take a lot of notes.
No.
I did not.
Okay.
Because it all from there just becomes like a whole cloud, a whole, like...
No, there are some funny parts about this, though.
Yes.
This, like, so, and I don't want to go through the whole movie, but everybody knows who John Wick is, except for, I guess, this mobster's son.
In this underworld.
In this underworld, yeah.
In this, like, world of hitmen. Oh, yeah, he's a hit. He used to be a hitman.
Yeah, legendary hitman.
He took 5 years.
Yeah.
He like, left that world, got married.
He got out,
and then he's back in it five years later. So he was not a CIA operative.
No, hitman.
That's so funny. I was like, oh, it's someone who's, like, good at killing.
Yeah, hitman.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, the first thing we see, essentially, after that, is the guy tries to get papers for the car, and they go to a chop shop, and the actor...
John Leguizamo.
Yeah, he's just like, where'd you get the car? And he knows who the car is, because... he knows John Wick and he knows the car.
It's a significant car, right? It's like a whatever.
It's a Mustang.
It's a Mustang.
1969 Mustang.
And it's in pristine condition.
Yeah.
And if you work in the underworld, you just know that John has this car.
This is his car, yeah. And so he's like, basically, good luck. And he's like...
Well, he refuses to work on it.
Yeah, yeah. And so he punches the guy, the son of the mobster, and he's like, oh, my dad's going to hear
about this.
The son
of the mobster is the one who stole the car.
Yeah. And my dad's going to...
And killed the puppy.
Yeah. And he's literally the guy that killed the puppy. He kicked it.
Imagine kicking a puppy. Okay. I'm sorry. I just, like a puppy.
Yeah. Yeah.
The cutest little beagle puppy. Yeah. Oh, okay.
It is sad. It was very, very... She was very cute. But anyway, like... So the mobster's father is like, why'd you hit my son? And he's like, that was John Wick's car. And he's like,
oh,
he killed his dog and stole his car. He's like, oh, and then hangs up the phone. That's it. That's all anybody needs to know. It's John.
Yeah. John
Wick's.
Has notoriety in this world.
Yeah.
Everyone knows him.
Yep.
The people at this, like, shady hotel.
Shady. It's a nice hotel.
I mean, it's a nice hotel that caters to shady clients.
Yeah. It's like a haven.
Like the guy who owns that hotel, just everyone in the world
knows who John Wick is
because he's so legendary from his killing.
But you know, even though he's so legendary, there are so many times he gets knocked out and they just don't kill him. I don't understand.
He gets knocked down, but he gets up again.
But he's knocked out and they don't kill him.
I feel like they're afraid to.
Why?
I don't know. We wouldn't have a movie if they just killed him.
I'm just saying, I think he should have been more badass.
More badass?
Yeah, he shouldn't get knocked out ever.
Well, then it's not...
Oh, if he's gonna pass out, he should do it not near an enemy. Okay. Right?
I mean, it's... I don't know. Then it starts to feel a little bit like Taken. Do you remember Taken?
Yeah, but I'm just saying...
When he was like, you know, you have my daughter, I'll find you, I'll kill you. And like... There's only one scene, I feel like, in that whole movie where he, like, kind of gets, is almost overcome. Like, you're kind of scared that, oh, shoot, he may not survive this one. And then you're like, but he will, because that's the movie.
Well, also,
that's
it starts
what I
off
felt
at the
about
beginning.
This whole movie.
Well, also, we know the very beginning of the movie was the present, and then we go through the past up to the present again, which you didn't probably notice.
I did.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean,
that was very clear. Okay. That's what was happening.
Yeah.
But it felt like in the beginning, the beginning of the movie, which is the end of the movie, that he was going to die.
Yeah.
Right? So they're like setting that up. But I'm just saying that, like, you're in this movie. They set it up for you. They tell you he's a badass. that he's like legendary, blah, blah, blah. And so you're like, okay, I'm going to settle in for 100 minutes of like Keanu Reeves being badass on this screen.
Well, you can watch any movie with Keanu Reeves and he's just a badass on the screen.
Lake House?
Yeah, he's badass there too.
Oh, the end is so sad. Okay. But I don't know. I just felt like this whole movie was just a haze of like Keanu Reeves killing people, people being scared of him, people betraying him, those people getting killed. Like, it's just like all these people, just like everyone killing each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Getting gold coins, giving gold coins.
He's like
restaurant reservations.
All he has is a Mario hat and he's Mario. Hitman Mario.
Restaurant reservations, which is like the cleaning crew that comes. So he'll like be like, I need a restaurant reservation. Dinner reservation for 12 people. And that means that they got to send some people to clean 12 bodies.
Yeah. I think it's also funny that people that aren't in the Hitman world know who John Wick is too. Like, there's the...
How?
I don't know. Like, the guy, when he was going to, like, go to the hangar, when he's driving around in his car in the... like the airfield, and he's just the guy just opens it. It's like a security guy. It's just a security guy. He just kind of nods at John Wick. John Wick nods and he goes in, and then the police officer comes to his house and he's like, was there a noise complaint? And he's like, hey John, hey whatever his name is. And he's like, are you working? He's like, no.
Yeah, because they know him.
Yeah, but that he's like a police officer.
I think both of those roles are just like, they see this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're not in that world. They're not normal people.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You mean they're paid off?
They're like paid off, or like, you know, John goes to the airfield and blows off steam and drives around all the time, or like that's where people die. I don't know. I think it's not like unrelated is what I'm saying. I thought you meant like people on the street.
Oh, no.
Just like at a coffee shop being like, John Wick. No, like, I don't think those people would know who he is.
No, I don't. Yeah, you're right. I mean, obviously, the mobster's son didn't know, and neither did the mobster's friend's bodyguards or slash friends.
Oh, my God.
None of them know who he was.
Who's the mobster's son? He's in that guy from Game of
Greyjoy.
Thrones.
Greyjoy. Theon. Theon Greyjoy. I don't know this guy's name. I just know Theon Greyjoy.
That's the thing about this movie. I was like, oh, hey, it's the guy from Spider-Man.
Oh, William Dafoe?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then Mayhem.
Yeah, Mayhem. The guy from the commercials and the Mayhem commercials. I don't know what the guy's name was.
Yeah.
I just kept calling. When I see him, I'm like, Mayhem. It's Mayhem.
Right.
He looks, I mean, and he's dressed like the guy from Mayhem too.
He is that character just in the movie.
Yeah, which I think is hilarious.
I was going to say his voice is the same, but that's stupid because it's...
But he's dressed the same. He's part. Voice. He's in accidents all the time.
Right.
So I feel like maybe that's where it started from.
Maybe you think that like there's some connection there. And so then he got, what is it?
It's a insurance commercial.
But who?
Geico?
No.
It's not Progressive.
It's not State Farm.
No. I think it might have been, it's a Geico commercial.
Geico? Really? Yeah, okay.
So it's the other Geico commercial.
Okay. It's not the Gecko?
No.
They have so many commercials.
Well, so does Progressive.
Progressive has Flow.
Yeah, but they don't always use Flow.
But I'm just saying that Geico has like Mayhem. They have a Gecko. Didn't
they
have some
guy.
Other?
The caveman. Yeah.
They had some other things happening too.
Yeah.
It's just like the marketing department's just like, we can do whatever we want.
Yeah.
We don't need one mascot.
No, who needs
one? We'll just do whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Mayhem's in this movie. I was right. Keanu Reeves gets another puppy at the end of this movie.
Well, I think that one's more of a dog than a puppy.
Okay.
He gets
a dog.
Dog.
He gets a really cute pit.
Yeah.
Pit
bull. And it's going to be put down.
Yeah.
It's scheduled to be put down. So
after all, like he kills everyone, including the mob boss, who's the father of the guy who killed his dog and stole his car.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So he breaks into this animal shelter to like use their medicine and stuff.
Yeah, stitch himself up.
And then he sees like all the dogs are there. I didn't actually notice that dog was going to be euthanized.
Yeah.
I didn't see that sign. But he like gets the dog because he was just watching a video of his wife.
Yeah.
Who's like, let's go home,
I
John.
Think that's what inspired
home.
Him to get up, essentially, because I think he was ready to die.
Yeah.
But he's like, I'm at an animal shelter. Let's get another puppy.
So he's like breaking this window in the door, and it's like a square window that you would look through.
Yeah.
And like, stupid me, I was watching him break the glass and I was like, oh my God, he's going to like hoist himself up and like go through, hoist his body through the window. No, he just like
unlocks the door.
Yeah. He puts his arm through the window and just
unlocks
goes to the handle of the door.
Yeah.
Which is a lot better, smarter.
Yeah.
He's an experienced hitman.
I think it's funny that everybody's like, oh crap, it's John Wick. And then they decide to like still fight him.
Well, I think that's what you have to do. That's like the code, right? You if you're in that world,
No. Some of these fight. People are not hitmen. They're just like the mobster's father's.
That's what I'm. Whatever. Troops. If you're in that world, you don't just be like, like your job is to fight.
I don't know. Like sometimes you have to walk away.
Not if your job, if you're employed by a mob, right?
Well,
like, isn't that just part of the job description?
I'm just saying, if you think that he's going to kill everyone, walk away. That guy is not going to get you later because he's going to be dead.
If that's so, the people you work for will kill you.
Well, if they're still alive,
sure. If they're still alive, also just like leave the world. If you're like that sane,
yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
I just don't think they have a choice.
I don't think they have a choice. But, what's his name? Leguizamo. What's his name?
John Leguizamo.
He was like, nope. I ain't touching that car.
Yeah, that is true.
He was like, nope, get out. I don't want anything to do with this because if I get involved, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Get out. He's basically like, get out of my shop. See, he did.
So, the only other movie... That's not true. But the only other movie that I have really internalized and remember that involve hit men is Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
What about Born Identity?
Is he a hitman?
Isn't he?
Why are they just making the same movie over and over again? What's the difference between Born Identity and John Wick?
Because Born Identity, he doesn't know who he is.
Okay, so like, but otherwise it's basically the same movie?
No.
No?
No.
Is it like Armageddon and Deep Impact? Is it like that?
No.
Is it like High School Musical and Camp Rock?
No.
Is it like that?
No.
So they're different. They're different enough? Are they different enough?
Yeah, they're different enough.
Okay. I'm just trying to understand.
Yeah, no, they're different. It's a different movie.
I didn't know Born Identity was about a hitman. I thought he was a CIA operative.
He is an operative.
Like a skilled one, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but operatives are hitmen too.
I guess they're like legal ones. They're like sanctioned by the government.
Are they sanctioned?
Like they are, right?
No, because if you're in the shadow company or like if you're in like, you know, black ops, like, or
no, but you're
disavowed or whatever.
Your client is like a government.
Yes.
Whereas these are private individuals.
Yes.
I think that's like the distinction that I'm making in my mind.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But so you were kind of.
I mean, both are not great.
Yeah, you were on the same. I mean, in your mind. When you guessed,
you
it
pointed
was,
to your brain.
Yeah, CIA.
In your mind,
when you said CIA operative or something like that, I mean, we understood what you were trying to say.
Did you, though?
I think so.
I liked this world that they built. Like, it has rules. There are these special hotels. There's the gold coins. There's like the cleaning crew.
Yeah.
Like, it was kind of cute what they did. I kind of like it.
Cute.
Yeah.
This movie is hardly cute.
Well, okay. Here's the thing. It feels like someone's wet dream of like action movie.
Romanticized.
Yeah, exactly. It's like totally romanticized this whole like hitman world.
Underworld.
It just feels like a fantasy.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You know? And so I think that's why so much of the violence and everything feels so ridiculous.
Those people just disappear.
Except for the dog.
Yeah, okay.
I can't handle that. I couldn't watch it. But it feels a little ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
And it has this tinge of just like how they, you know,
mm-hmm.
cut this movie together of being like a little bit like funny.
What? Okay, how do you feel about, so dog dying in general is bad.
I don't like
it. What about zombie dogs?
What are you talking about? Don?
Like in Resident Evil, there were zombie dogs. And she killed zombie dogs.
In the first one that we watched?
Yeah.
I mean, they're zombies. They don't know what they're doing.
They're technically
dead.
They're
not sweet little dogs.
No, they were like Doberman Pinschers.
Yeah.
So Doberman Pinschers deserve to die? Jeez.
Yeah, what if he had like a very not cute looking dog?
Like a very ugly dog?
Not even ugly. I mean,
like Beethoven
ugly.
Cujo?
Dude, we should watch Cujo. All I know of Cujo is it's a possessed dog, right?
Sure. I don't want to give you any hints.
I just know it's a possessed dog.
Okay, like Halloween time.
Demon dog.
Halloween.
We should also watch Marley and Me. I haven't seen it.
Halloween.
Oh, man. No, I don't know.
I don't know if we can handle Marley and Me.
I mean...
I don't know if I can handle Marley and Me. I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it?
No.
What if we...
I know enough about it.
I don't know if you would cry. I will cry. I would cry.
I'd cry too.
You would cry?
I mean, it depends on how emotional I got attached to that dog. I mean, you cried over Daisy dying, so...
Okay. That beagle puppy was so cute. Beagles get pretty big, don't they?
No, they're medium-sized dogs. They're not big. They get like 20 pounds, 30 pounds.
Are there miniature beagles?
Mm. Hmm. 20 pounds, 30 pounds,
ears are
30 pounds,
so
maybe
cute.
Too big. I don't know if it's 30 pounds, but anyway, they're not that big of a dog.
But we couldn't like travel with them under our seat like we do
not,
with tofu.
No, they're
right?
Not 10 pounds. Okay. No. Well, I don't know if there's a miniature. Also, they require a lot of attention. I mean, tofu requires a lot of attention.
Yeah. Have but you met tofu?
But they, beagles, dog. More.
Really?
More
than this
because
one?
Because it's just more energy.
More energy than this one?
That's their breed, yeah.
That's interesting.
They chew on lots of
Are
things.
They like work dogs?
I don't know.
Because I think...
You know, Snoopy's a beagle.
Oh.
Yeah. A black and white beagle.
I didn't know that. You know, I saw on Instagram...
I think he's a beagle.
So random. Earlier on Instagram, I saw a picture of baby Snoopy. Snoopy is like sleeping on his own while all of his siblings are like suckling at their mother.
Suckling.
Like what? I guess it was in Peanuts. Like in.
It was a CG one?
No, it was like hand-drawn cartoon, like old school.
Oh.
And I guess there was an episode where this happened and there was like little baby Snoopy.
And is that when Charlie picks him out?
I have no idea.
Oh. Huh.
Everyone was just like, look at baby Snoopy.
Was it cute?
Yeah, it's super cute.
Your big
like
floppy ears?
Yeah. And his big, like the way his head is shaped, too. It was really cute. Anyway, what are we talking about?
Well, we got into dog talk.
Dog talk.
Oh, that's a new corner. Dog talk.
That's a
dangerous.
Series. That's a series
that's
on our
dangerous.
Feed. You guys, it's a Monday night, and it's 10 o'clock on a Monday night. Like,
Snoopy.
You're showing me...
That's a beagle.
Picture of a real life
Snoopy
black and white beagle.
That's a Snoopy.
That's a beagle.
Mm-hmm.
They look really different when they're grown. I guess
they
I
look
only...
like a bugle.
I guess I only know beagle puppies because like
do you think it's not cute?
I mean it's real cute, but the ears they grow into their ears, I guess.
Yeah,
I'm just used to like ears hanging low
like this.
Like all the time, yeah.
Yeah, these are what beagles look like when Daisy grows up. That would she's never growing up, but
can you stop? I can't handle it. We've been going on and on about dogs. We need to end the talk about this. Is there anything else to talk about? Let me look at my notes.
No, there's nothing left to talk about.
Oh, great fight choreography.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about that.
No, I'm just I'm just gonna read that.
What about the Perkins? Let's talk about Perkins.
I don't want to talk about Miss Perkins.
Just Perkins.
No, it's Miss Perkins.
Is it Miss Perkins?
Yes.
She's
messed
up.
She's another hitman.
Yeah, but
she broke the
rules.
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay, fine. No talk about
care.
Perkins.
I don't care. I'm tired.
Tired of talking about this movie?
Yeah, just look it up on Wikipedia, everyone.
Wow. What are we here for?
What are we here for? We're here to make guesses and talk about dogs, apparently. No, honestly, it's all on Wikipedia. So if you want to do that. Oh, a beagle puppy called Andy portrays Wick's dog Daisy.
Wait, it was a boy?
I guess so.
Such a cute boy.
Well, I think that time has come finally. Sleep. We've come to the segment.
She's like rubbing her eyes. Her eyes are closed and she's like halfway saying stuff. She doesn't know what she's saying.
You guys, I'm so sorry. I think we've come to How You Like That. This is a part of the movie.
This
is the part of the episode where we talk about how we like the movie. So, Don.
Yes.
How you like that?
I like this movie with the new puppy at the end. It's a good movie.
Oh, you like it?
I like it.
You like it a lot.
Because I love puppies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so having a new puppy at the end makes me happy.
Mm.
Yeah. So I like the movie.
Okay.
I think I'm ready. I have not seen John Wick 2, 3, and 4 is coming out. So I feel like we need to get on those. We don't have to actually do it for the podcast, but we need to do those before John Wick 4 comes out.
Dude, I don't think I can. I should have said this earlier. I was on my phone a lot during this movie because when it gets like violent or like a puppy's going to die.
A puppy dies once.
And I get like uncomfortable, I pull out my phone. I just can't. I can't.
Even if it's in the theaters? You can't pull out your phone in the theater.
I know I can't, but I just don't think I would be able to watch it in the theater.
Well, I don't think puppies die every movie.
Oh, I hope not. But I also don't want to watch all these people get shot, you know?
Okay.
Whereas you're like, ooh.
Well, you're like, it's good choreography on my phone. Okay. So, Megan,
yeah.
How you like that?
I like this movie with Keanu Reeves' face.
Can you be more descriptive?
Just his face.
Bearded and long-haired.
Just how it looks cut, in the movie.
Lake House. What?
No. Oh. In this movie.
Okay.
Keanu Reeves' face. Enjoyed seeing his face. I think I can appreciate this movie, again, as like this fantasy world.
Mm-hmm.
The dog thing really makes me sad. It's actually kind of amazing that all of this was spurred because they killed his dog.
Well, they killed his hope.
Yes.
And his love.
No, I know. His dog represents a lot. But like, you kill my dog.
I kill you.
My name is John Wick. You killed my dog. Prepare to die. Like, that is like what basically the synopsis of this movie. You know what
I mean?
That's
the best synopsis.
And because of that, he takes down all of these people, like so many people, including another hitman.
Yeah. Well,
right?
Yes.
Like Miss Perkins.
Yeah.
His mentor dies.
Yeah.
Because this all happens, you know? Yeah. Like, anyway, so. Yeah, would I watch this again? Maybe in a group, maybe with a bunch of people who wanted to watch it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit down and just be like, you know what? I feel like watching John Wick. That's just not going to happen.
I feel like watching the puppy die again. No, that's just not going to happen.
No, that's just You're not going to happen. But if everyone else wanted to watch it and we were like eating pizza or whatever on a Saturday night, like, sure, let's watch John Wick. Let's watch John Wick 2, 3, 4.
You know, I think we do need to see John Wick 2, 3, or 4. Or
why?
At least the next John Wick.
Why?
Where's his car?
I don't know. Do you think his car is going to come back?
Of course. It has to.
Are you serious?
They didn't. What did they do with the car? There's nothing wrong with the car.
Well, they were definitely driving cars around that were
but
getting
that
crashed
wasn't that
and
car.
Stuff. I'm just saying. I don't know.
We never saw his car
that
again.
That whole mob is like in tatters now because the head, the mob boss,
he killed
is dead,
them all.
And the son is dead.
Yeah.
Like no one is in charge.
And no one knows where the car is.
Okay.
That's a nice
car. The more important thing, the car.
Yeah. At least he can't have his dog, but he can have the car back at least.
I guess.
Just.
Oh, it makes me so sad. He was literally just going to get a whole bunch of dog food and
stuff. Yeah, there was like toys
and
stuff
then,
in the back.
Like he had just gotten this dog.
Yeah.
Oh.
The dog hadn't been there for like 2 days.
There was like a note from his wife being like, here's a dog for
you, know
you to love.
Really messed up if they saw the note and they just burned it as well, just to salt the wound.
We need to stop talking about this and this freaking dog because I can't. That's what I thought about the movie. Great. Okay. Cool beans.
All right,
so that's what we thought about the movie. Let us know what you thought by going to our socials and letting us know. But now it's time for plugs.
Oh, plugs.
This is where we talk about music, TV, movies, whatever that we have been enjoying recently. So, Don, what would you like to plug?
Well, on the theme of super violence going on right now.
Oh, great.
I've been playing a game called Dead Space, the remake, on PlayStation 5. It's a remake of I believe it's a PlayStation 3 game.
Did you finish it?
I did. I did finish it, and it was a lot of fun. I loved the first one, and I'm glad they upscaled and changed the graphics and stuff to the newest generation, and I enjoyed playing through it again, and I just finished it. Playing through it again, and it was a lot of fun. It's definitely a little horror and gory a little bit, but I enjoyed it. I do want to see Dead Space 2 being remade because I think that was a better game, but it's an interesting psychological thriller horror story. So if you've never played it, I do recommend it. So Megan,
yeah,
what would you like to plug?
I would like to plug an app. A game called Parking Jam.
Wow. You're doing a game.
I am plugging a game.
What?
You may have gotten an Instagram ad for this app, but it is literally a a game where there are all of these cars parked in a parking lot and you have to like Tetris them out. You know what I mean?
So like, are you like a valet?
No.
Oh.
No, I don't think I'm a valet. I don't know what I am.
I guess you're not parking cars.
But there are like delivery men that I have to navigate around that are moving around. There are only certain, there are like obstacles, right? There are like borders.
Little old ladies.
And all that kind of stuff. No, I changed it to delivery men because I didn't like running over grandmas.
You never run over. The car explodes off
of that's
grandma.
True. The car just like catapults off of the grandma.
Yeah, so grandma's like super grandma.
But I have really been enjoying this game. I am on level 288.
Wow. You do release buses and stuff too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. There are like special little challenges you can do too. But like I paid the $3 to never watch videos.
That's good.
Like video ads on this, even though I can get more coins and benefits if I watch videos.
Mm-hmm.
But I have been really
addicted,
kind of addicted to this. I mean, the nice thing is that I will get tired of it. So I'm not just addicted, like in a way that I can't control myself.
Yeah. Is that what I've been hearing every single time I hear a little, he didn't move, the delivery man, jeez. I'm like, is someone delivering
something? Okay, because sometimes
they
just stop. You've seen it.
Yeah.
You've seen it.
I've seen grandma stop.
They just stop and then they let the car hit them. And I'm like, dude, if you had kept on going, the car wouldn't have hit you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But you know how they do it now.
I do. I hit one of them today, though, like tonight.
Uh-huh.
I was really frustrated with myself.
Oh.
But
did any of them look like John Wick's car? Because it's missing.
No, none of he has like a black.
Yeah.
Mustang. No, none of these cars are black. They're all like very colorful. Anyway. Parking Jam, the game.
Okay. Well then.
So that's our episode.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Follow us on Instagram. That's pretty much the only place we're at. And like, subscribe, smash that like button.
I'm kidding.
No, we don't have one of those. But subscribe to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I use the Overcast app. I'm just giving suggestions of where to follow us.
Oh, I thought that was like a weather app.
No, it does sound like it. No, I use Overcast for my podcast app. But you know, there's like Apple Podcasts or Spotify. There's, I don't know, Good Pods. There's a lot of different ways that you can listen to this podcast and other podcasts. So find your favorite one.
Yeah, do
but
it.
But then like search for us and then follow us or like us on that app.
Yeah, do it.
So you get all your all of our episodes.
Yeah, thanks for listening. And as always, go out there, play, watch, try something new. Listen to something new.
You guys, it is now 10:23.
That's not that late. Night.
It is not that late, but it feels really late right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, let us know what you are watching. Thanks.
Until next time.
See you.
Bye.
Bye.